Anti-Israel protesters defy order to clear encampment, Colombia will burn. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 29, 2024. Anti-Israel protesters participating in an encampment at Columbia University defied an order from administration officials to clear out, threatening to burn the university. Columbia University gave protesters an ultimatum of Monday at 2 p.m. to gather their belongings and leave the encampment. According to photos of a paper from the university posted to the Instagram account of Aiden Parisi, a suspended student of the university. Over the letter from the university were the words, "Columbia will burn, and I ain't reading all that. Free Palestine," in red ink. The current unauthorized encampment and disruption on Columbia University's campus is creating an unwelcoming environment for members of our community. The letter from Columbia University read, "External actors have also contributed to this environment, especially around our gates, causing safety concerns, including for our neighbors." The letter continues to add that exams are beginning, and several students are preparing to graduate. These are among the most significant aspects of students' academic programs. Many of this year's graduates were deprived of a graduation celebration from high school because of the pandemic. For many of their families, this will be the first time anyone in their family has completed college and received a degree. Protesters were informed in the letter that the encampment violated many university policies relating to vandalism and damage to property, unauthorized access, failure to comply, and the rules of university code of conduct, among others. Anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University could also be heard chanting, "Brick by brick, wall by wall, Israel will fall," according to video footage posted to X. Anti-Israel protests and encampments have popped up on several college and university campuses in April. An initial encampment was established at Columbia University. Since then, anti-Israel encampments have been established at Northwestern University, Harvard University, George Washington University, the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of Pennsylvania. Watch, Palestine Solidarity Encampment Assaults Breitbart News at UCLA. Since Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, leaving 1,200 people dead and more than 200 people taken as hostages, anti-Semitic attacks have risen dramatically in the United States. The Anti-Defamation League published a report in January 2024 showing that in the 3 months following Hamas's attack, anti-Semitic incidents skyrocketed 360%.